It's so difficult.
So he is losing his feeling.
The Christ has a feeling in his heart. He poured out his difficulty. What should I use to compare this age?
现在是小孩子在街市上彼此来玩耍的时候。
There are trying to ever with them, small children playing on the street.
那些小孩子玩什么呢?
What are they playing about?
有时候他们玩耍，哎，结婚了。
Maybe they just play acting for wedding ceremony.
啊，有时候他们玩耍呢。 死人出殡呢?
Maybe the play acting on the funeral rite.
那么这些小孩子一个做这个新郎，一个做新娘，来结婚了。
So one boy will act like the bridegroom, and the girl act like the bride, and then they have the wedding ceremony.
那么其他的人呢，就在那里吹箫了。
So some of the children are playing the flute.
其他的人呢？
How about the rest?
应该去看跳舞了。
They were just dancing. Maybe they were not so popular in this play acting. So those who were playing this flute, they might be scolding the others who were not dancing. This is such a happy occasion. Why didn't you dance? Why don't you give
response?
This is just how kids react when they play acting and nobody gives response. When they play acting on the funeral rite, so maybe two kids just got a box for the apple container and just play acting. So maybe we'll just ask the mourners, they were trying to cry. So maybe the friends were just laughing, so funny. Maybe they didn't do well.
所以其他的人看见他们举哀，他们没有反应。
So the rest, they say that it is a time of mourning that they don't have action.
所以这些在玩耍的小朋友就说，为什么我们举哀，你们不举休啊？
So those who were asking, they were scolding the rest, why did they not react?
为什么你们不跟我们合作呢？
Why were you not so cooperative?
为什么你们没有反应呢？
Why did you not give response? No, they were so angry. This is something which has no response. They feel so difficult. This is the feeling inside the heart of our Lord. As if he was in the occasion of mourning. But there was no response from the Jews.
Jesus
Christ came. He's just like the bride. So happy. But still no response. This is just something so strange. Brothers and sisters in Christ. For we as Christian workers, this is our difficulty. You might not have the same kind of feeling as we have. What is this? The problem is that we preach and there is no response. Do not think that with outside glasses I cannot see you. This is just for the old age eye glasses. When you look at the near side, you cannot see things. So I need eyeglasses to see something near to me. But when you want me to look on the far distance, I'm number one. Even your name on your ID card, I can read it. So I tell you, The last one on the last row.
他听到的时候，他的样子怎么样，我都看得清清楚楚的。The
reaction from the last person, the last row, I can see very clearly.
尤其是我，以前教书教了好多年。
Because I was a teacher for many years.
谁有反应，谁没有反应，一看就知道了。
Which student has response, which did not have, I don't know.
他们听到还是这样的。人家是open-eyed吗？你拿着手，在这上面就摇一摇他的，也是一样。If you wait in front of them, they're still gonna be responsive. 这个是白天做梦。Is there a daydreaming? 那么，How about you? 有时候我们看这一个情形。You can see on a certain kind of situation.
Luckily, he was daydreaming. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if the message really goes inside yourself or not, how deep is the message in you? How much does the message move you? From your eyes,
从你们的嘴巴呢,
from your mouth,
都看得清楚,
it can be seen very clearly.
对不对?
Right?
如果我们中间有做教员的就清清楚楚了,
for those who are teachers here, you might understand my point.
你问校长啊,
if you just ask me, for sure I agree with Elder Wu.
你们的样子就把你们的反应完全告诉我的。
Just because of your appearance, I can tell your response.
如果你们没有反应的话呢?
If there is no response from you,
我们讲到了没有心情来讲。
So we are not even inspired to preach.
越讲越没有心情。
The more we preach, the more we don't have the interest to preach.
对不对?
Right?
如果你们有反应的话呢?
If there is response,
哇,很好啊。
How nice is it?
哇,越讲越起劲。
The more we are inspired to preach.
但是各位,
but brother, sisters, and
fathers,
the response that we request from you,
不单单你们静静来听,
is not only you listen attentively.
不单单讲得好笑的时候,
not just because if there's anything funny you love.
不单单是这个,
not only these.
我们要求的反应就是一直有感动。
What we are requesting is that you will be touched by the message.
有悔改。
You have repentance.
我举一个例子给你们听。
For example,
我自己教会的，我记得下个礼拜。
We have a conference in our church.
我去讲道。
I was preaching.
从礼拜一到礼拜六。
From Monday till Saturday.
那我每一天去讲的时候呢？
Every day when I went preaching,
就看他们的反应了。
I was observing their responses.
他们很爱听。
As if they like my message.
你会笑。
The laugh.
但是呢？
But
从礼拜一到礼拜四，
From Monday to Thursday,
我看见他们在休息的时间呢，
When they were having the rest time,
他们在踢球。
Some were playing football.
他们在大笑。
Some were laughing so loudly.
他们在追来追去。
They were playing hide and seek.
嗯，我就感觉到都答对了。
I found out there was something wrong.
为什么那个信息好像没有影响他们的生活的呢？
As if the message did not affect their life.
天天在那里哈哈笑，天天来在那里玩。
Every day they were just playing and laughing.
都答对了。
That is very wrong.
所以到了礼拜四，
the week Thursday,
我去招了那些大会的那些 officers 来。
So I called a meeting for the officers' different committees.
我就告诉他们了。
I tell them,
今天是礼拜四哦。
Today is your Thursday.
为什么在大会上都会想看这个复兴的情形的呢？
And if I couldn't see any revival in the atmosphere of the whole meeting.
我们就为第一件事情祷告。
So we pray together.
在下午四点钟，差不多那个时候祷告。
In the afternoon, 4 o'clock, we pray.
那些 officers 就心里面着急起来了。
So the officers are really anxious. They really pray so hard.
一祷告，哇，就好多人哭了。
So once the prayer, many cried.
他们都是这样说。
They just cried that was the reason.
主啊
，Lord，
已经是礼拜四了。
It's already Thursday.
我们哪里有看见大复兴了
？We have not seen the sign of revival.
他们都在那里。
They cried so hard.
他们晚上聚会讲到。
In the evening.
一讲。
When I preach.
奇怪的事情发生了。
Something so strange happened.
有一半的人痛哭。
One half of the audience cried.
再来继续分组祷告呢。
When they have the group prayer time.
有三分之二的人痛哭。
2/3 of them were crying.
第二天。
The next day.
我再去讲到的时候呢。
When I was preaching.
看不见他们在踢球了。
I didn't see them anymore playing football.
他们看不见他们了，在追着哈哈大大笑了。
I didn't see them laughing loudly or playing hide and seek.
看见他们三个两个坐在一起祷告。
I could see 2 or 3 groups together praying.
看见那里有几个人在那里唱诗。
I could see a group of people singing.
看见那几个人在那里读圣经。
I could see a group of people reading Bible.
看见那里有两个人在谈他心里面的感动。
I could see a group of people really sharing.
整个大会的表现好像有圣灵在里面工作了。
You can see the manifestation of the whole conference, the Holy Spirit was working.
他们都好像安静下来了。
As if they were all quiet down.
大家从追求属灵的事情了。
Everybody really searching for the growth in the spiritual life.
到礼拜六早晨。
On Saturday morning.
讲见证。
They share the testimony.
聆听啊。
They try to listen.
有些人起来讲见证。
Somebody stood up.
他说：“各位弟兄姊妹啊。”
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
从礼拜一到礼拜四。
From Monday to Thursday.
你看见我哈哈笑。
You can see me just laughing to love me.
其实我的心很痛苦。
Actually, I was very sad.
礼拜五、礼拜六，你看见我哭得很厉害。
You can see me crying on Saturday so hardly.
其实我的心很快乐的。
Actually, I was already very happy.
奇怪不奇怪？
How strange was it?
礼拜一到礼拜四哈哈笑很痛苦。
When he was loving to love me from Monday to Thursday, but he was so sad.
礼拜五、礼拜六，哭得很厉害，很快乐。
On Friday and Saturday, though he was crying outside, but inside he was so happy.
这是什么意思啊？
What is the meaning of this?
这就是他们的心灵被圣灵折磨了。
Yes, because the heart was taken, overtaken by the Holy Spirit.
我们在这个下礼拜。
On our Sunday conference.
一个礼拜
，for one week，
常常来到礼拜三、礼拜四，大家就着急起来了。
When each week went and Sunday, everyone was so anxious.
有一些道士着急到什么地步呢
？You know, to the extent for some counselors, you know what did they do?
除了抓那些组员的来跟他们谈道
，aside from counseling the group members.
哦，一个就长期两个钟头，他们。
They have stopped with them for 1 or 2 hours.
除了这样之外呢
？Aside from this.
哇，有些着急的，受受不了。
Some of them were so anxious.
他们就拿一个一只锤啊，一只粉笔啊。
They got a piece of chalk.
到处写一句话。
They just wrote every sentence of everywhere.
一句圣经啊。
About the verse.
什么写
？What did they write?
麦秋已过，夏令已完，我们还没有得救。
Although the conference is already over，
秋天已经过了。
The spring has passed already，
夏令已经完了。
The summer has gone， but we
我们还没有得救。
But we still are not safe。
这一件是先知书一件很好的圣经。
This is one of the Bible verses in the book of prophets。
他们的意思是说。
The meaning is this.
下一位快要完了，我们那边不行
judgment. This is what the Holy Spirit is demanding from you. Holy Spirit is not asking us to just laugh all the day. It's not only just laughing and then taking down notes. But the sovereign spirit of the Israel comes from your inner heart. The Holy Spirit is always feeling sad. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit reproaches you, you did not defend. The Holy Spirit comforted you, you also did not defend. So the Holy Spirit feels so sad. How to make you be repentant? Just Christ said, we played flute, but you did not dance. We sang the church, but you did not mourn. We preached to you, you did not repent. We did miracles, you did not repent. How sad is it? The John came. He used certain words to scold you. No response. He cried, you start with the sinners, aid and suffering, but you did not repent. How sad is it? So sad. Brother, this is his
fight.
This is my own personal feeling. Please listen. God, for the past 10 years, God has given us so many blessings. Give us comfortable life. We were able to listen to faithful
evangelists.
This is some sort of advertisement. This is a good news. But if we do not still repent, I tell you, the Holy Spirit will send something that we have to mourn. What is this something we have to mourn about? It might be war. It might be sickness. It might be chaos. It might be a failure in our economy. It might be earthquake. Just because of all these trials, God will make us to play the flute and sound the dirge. Do you understand my point? And I look at you, but many still do not understand. Just look at you, but not me. Do you understand? I repeat it. For the past 10 years, God played the flute for you. God gave you so many happy occasions. God gave us comfortable life. God gave you the beautiful church building. God gave you many good preachers. But if you do not give your
response,
so God is going to give us something that we have to mourn about. But I need something to mourn about. It might be war. Failure economy. Maybe epidemic. Earthquake. Might be chaos. Do you understand? You look at West China. When they were in a comfortable situation, they were
like,
So God let us prepare the covenant. Just like the Jews. The God gives them the Canaan, the land where they have the milk and honey. So comfortable. They did not offend. So they were defeated by the Babylonians. The motive is for them to repent. If that's the whole country, it might be you individual. Just you alone. God gave you so many places. You did not repent. Good. So God is going to give you something in great blow. The motive is for you to repent. God has sitting in Christ. God loves you and me. He wants us to repent. It is your son. Did you sleep well last night? I have seen some of you nodding your head sleeping. No response. I feel concerned. Please listen to me. Sit up
straight.
Deep breath. To make you more alert. This is for us. The thing that makes the Holy Spirit feel sad is you do not repent. When I preach, the thing that makes me afraid of is that there's no response from you. The thing that Christ wants is that there is no response from the cross. If God gives you blessings and you do not respond, then God is going to give you trials to make a response. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our church leaders, we should have the response from the move of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you have responses? There is a question. Because if you listen to the sermon, as if you are just enjoying something. As if you are watching a movie. Have you been to the movie house? Have you watched any drama playing? But it's something so funny, you just laugh loudly. It's something sentimental and you cry also. But those who are watching the movie, if ever he's crying or laughing, you can see something. After the movie, when they're out of the hall, they just take out their hands. Oh, it's so funny. So he told himself, when I was watching the movie, it's just play acting, it's just not the real one. If you see something sentimental, you cry. Do you still cry when you go home? You still cry? No more. Why? Because you know that the movie is just a play acting. We preachers always have the same kind of feeling. When we preach, everybody laughs. Maybe some of us laugh. When you're out of the hall, you also stretch out your hand so tight. You just tell yourself, not bad. But they are just false stories.
于是所有的感动都没有变成行动了。
So even though you were touched, but they did not turn out into practice.
我自己的教会。
I have my own church.
发现这一点很重要。
Something very important did happen.
所以有一年。
There was a year.
我们的家人会就这样来了。
So we changed the method of the conference.
晚上聚会。
At night we have meeting.
我们的晚上聚会比较。着重一点啊。
It is more of service time.
那我们就宣布了。
So we make an announcement.
各位弟兄姊妹。
But this is in fact.
等一下讲完到啊。
After the sermon.
不准两个人走在一起。
We will not allow two persons walking together.
每个人自己找一个地方，好好的祷告半个钟头。
Each one of you will find your own place to pray for 30 minutes.
再讲吗
I repeat.
讲了到
After the sermon,
不准两个人走在一起。
We will not allow two persons walking together.
每个人自己找一个安静的地方，好好的祷告半个钟头。
Each one of you will find a quiet place and to pray along there for 30 minutes.
为什么不准两个人走在一起呢？
Why did we allow two people walking together?
因为两个人走在一起就哈哈笑了。
When you walk together, you just start laughing.
一个人坐在那
里 you are not even laugh.
如果你一个人有人哈哈笑的要看神经病医生
吗 If you laugh by yourself, then you better go to the psychiatrist.
结果怎么样呢
What was the result?
哇那一年带来很大的复兴啊。
For that year, there was a great revival.
因为一散会之后
Because after the sermon,
通常都是
, usually they just make out the hands and said, very tired.
然后就忘记了。
And forgot everything.
那一次呢
But that time,
我们宣布散会之后
we make an announcement after the meeting,
要祷告。
You have to pray.
自己面对上帝祷告。
You just don't face to face with God.
他们自己面对上帝都半死不活了。
Just into your face to face with our Lord.
就把刚才所听的道理啊，变成祷告了。
So what they have prayed just a while ago becomes a prayer within just 30 minutes.
因为他们每一次听到都变成祷告。
Just because of the sermon becomes a prayer.
结果带来很大的事情。
So there was great revival.
很感谢。
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
There was a time.
七个钟头的祷告会。
I was leading a prayer meeting for 7 hours.
七个钟头啊。
7 hours.
从下午2点钟到晚上9点钟。
From 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 9 o'clock in the evening.
一个很长的祷告会。
It was a long prayer meeting.
那一次的祷告会也带来给我们很大大的福音啊。
During that prayer meeting, there was also a great revival.
你知道咱们参加那个祷告会？
You want to know how was it?
我们就把那个祷告会啊，那个 program 啊，印下来。
So we just print out the program of the prayer meeting.
一进到教会来
，the next day,
他就拿一张那个 program 啊。
So each one got the program.
他就自己找一个地方跪下来祷告了。
So they were just each one find their own place to kneel down.
照着我们的 program 呢
，they follow the program.
我们分成三个阶段。
There are three groups.
头一个阶段。
The first group.
我们给它的名称就是认罪。
First confession.
认罪。
Confession.
头一开始就唱几首诗歌。
We started by singing some hymns.
我们只是到底要唱第几首。
We have already assigned what song to sing.
那几首诗歌都是引导他们悔改认罪。
These songs are just leading them for confession.
他们就唱。
So they start singing.
唱完了几首。
After the singing.
预备好自己的心。
Prepare yourself.
然后呢
？Then
这个 program 里面就把很多这个罪都写下来。
So we list down many many kinds of sins in the program.
就问他们你们有没有这些罪
？And then asking themselves, have you committed this kind of sin?
一个一个罪慢慢慢慢来讲。
You have to think through one by one.
有没有
Do you? 那他们经过一个这样的经慢慢的写完，啊，先 think through one by one，
半个钟头最短最短都能够起来的。
For at least 30 minutes, you are not allowed to stand up。
就是这个好不醉啊，好不怎么醉啊。
Because there's so many times to see.
你每一个人是想我有没有啊？最快也有半个钟头才能够起来啊。
At least for 30 minutes, you have to spend the time in thinking through those things.
反正睡完了。
After temptation.Ask another question.
你完了这个阶段吗？
Are you through with this group?
如果你还没有感觉到你里面很大，所以不算从头来过。
So you have to do it again.
这里很严谨啊。
So it is something so strict.
如果你真的感觉到我祷告我从一个阶段很释放了。
After 30 minutes of prayer, you feel you are so relieved.So you can go into the second group. What is the second one? Resolution. Searching for something. So let them sing again.
都是鼓励他们追求的。
It's inspiring to stress some more.
然后呢，我们是在这个风格音乐里面的，把好多好多的追求的事情都放进去。
So after the singing, still at least there's something that we have to stress for.
就问他们，你们要不要这样的追求
？So we ask them, are you willing to stress for this thing?
啊，拿每一样的想一想。
You have to think through again.
你要不要这个追求
？Are you willing to stress for this thing?
他们在慢慢一个一样一样的检讨了。
After evaluating himself one after another.
最少30分钟不能够起来。
At least you have to stress for 30 minutes.
追求呢？我们说，你如果心里面不感觉到有复兴了
，If you do not feel being revived，
你这个阶段还没有完了
，So you're not through with the second group。
你一定要祷告，让你心里面感觉到有复兴，才完这个第二个阶段的。
Unless you feel you are being revived, that's the time you're through with the second step。
啊，完了第二个阶段。
After the second step。
已经来了第三个阶段。
You go to the third step。
第三个阶段是什么来着？
What is the third step？
是立志。
Resolution。
我们把许许多多立志的事情写下来。
We list down so many things that we ought to resolve。
比方说，我立志每一天什么时间睡觉。
For example, you make a resolution what time to sleep。
什么时候起来？
What time to get up？
我每一个月要奉献多少
？How much do I give for offering？
我每一个礼拜要向多少人传福音
？How many people did I witness？
我要一年要读多少圣经
？How many times did I read the Bible for a year？
我一个要看多少书
？How many spiritual books should I read？
我一个要看谁的心灵书？
Whom should I bring to Christ? How should I resist against sin? There are so many kinds of solutions that we just list down. So you just evaluate themselves one after another. After that, at least you have to spend 30 minutes.So at least you have to spend 1.5 hours.
但是呢
But
有很多弟兄准备从下午2点钟跪在神的面前，但晚上10点半还不能够起来啊。
I have observed many brothers and sisters. They stay starting from afternoon 2 o'clock even after the evening at 10:30. They still could not finish.
因为他们感觉到他们太多事情要对付了。
Because they realize that so many things that they have to deal with.
结果大复兴就来了。
There was great revival.
这个大复兴来自什么缘故啊
？What was the reason for this great revival?
什么缘故
？Why?
是因为他们把听的道变成思想，变成行动。
Because they have turned the message they have heard into practice and into thinking. If you can understand my sermon this morning, after the sermon, you should also find quietness and try to meditate. In Hong Kong, we have this habit. After the meeting,
整理在会场里面。
The whole audience will stay in the meeting hall.
大家卧倒十五分钟。
Everybody has to meditate for 15 minutes. This is also what I'm going to tell you.
如果你们真的听明白我今天所讲的道啊，
if you really understand my sermon this morning,
你们应该从今天开始。
You should start from today.
思想现今会那个晚上你现什么心啊？
You should try to start thinking what are you going to dedicate on the dedication evening.
不要等到那个晚上。
You know, when after Sunday evening, when you saw your friend stood up for a dedication of the time, you are also thinking. Start from today. You try to think. How can I give a son to my Lord? What should I offer myself to the Lord? If you really understand the sermon this morning,You also should do something from today. What are you going to think? When I get up in the mirror, when I go down to my own city, when I go down to my own home or church, what should I do? You should turn the message you have heard into action.This is the response that God demands from us. I know of an elderly sister. She always comes for service. One time the pastor asked her a question. My old sister,
I
would like to check on you. Did you still remember what did I preach on last Sunday? This is quite a serious question. Many young people do not remember. How much was this old lady? I will ask you. What did I preach yesterday morning? Yesterday. This is the same time, what did I preach? Very good, you still remember. If you don't remember, there's something wrong. No refund. You still remember that's so good. So about this old lady, the pastor said, old lady, what did I preach on last Sunday?She was trying to recall.
我忘记了。
I forgot.
不过
But
我只是记得一件事。
I only remember one thing.
我上一个星期听完你讲到之后呢
After listening to your sermon,
讲到我忘记了。
I forgot what you said.
只是我记得我听完你讲到之后呢
But I remember after listening to you.
我回家就把那些犯罪的东西丢掉了。
When I went home, I threw away all the things that led me to sin. The pastor was so happy. Even though you might forget the sermon, but you do not forget to put it into action. That's the most important thing. I ask you.Last summer conference, what was the message? Just a year ago, what was the message? When I went home, I took a look at my notes. Useless. Did you remember? I may not remember so well. But I remember. I was really revived by the last summer conference.Since that day, I started reading Bible and praying. I started teaching the gospel. Just because you have the action to respond to God. That is the most important thing. Brothers and sisters in Christ, starting today,
你们要思量。
You have to think.
听道不是单单听故事。
You are not just like listening to stories.
我今天讲到
呢。Just like today.
讲故事讲
的。I do not give so many stories.
我就感觉你写的感觉到很深。
I can say some of you feel so boring.
如果我说哎，我讲这个故事给你们，这个故事精神起来。
If I was going to tell this story, many people would be so honored.
这个灵性呢，灵性还是很低。
So maybe your spiritual life is very low.
你明白这个道理。
You should understand the sermon.
要思想。
You have to think.
要接受。
You have to accept it.
要变成行动。
It should be turned into action.
那这是主所要求的行动。
This is what Christ demands from us.
第二
，Second，
耶稣刚才不是这样说吗
？Did Christ say，
我睡觉，你们并不叫我
？I play the flute， but you did not learn。
我给爱，你们并不承受。
We sound the thirsty， but you did not mourn。
这是什么意思
？What is the meaning of this？
耶稣不单单要求我们去行动。
Life does only require action from us.
耶稣还要求我们有感情。
He even asks us to have feelings.
你看这病人死了。
You see somebody dying.
他在哭了。
You are crying.
你也哭了。
So you cry.
你就表示你有感情了。
It shows you have feelings.
耶稣就看见他。
Christ saw Lazarus being dead.
记得不记得这个故事呢
？Did you remember this story?
耶稣看见。有感人哭
，Christ saw the Jews crying。
耶稣看见玛利亚哭
，Christ saw Mary crying。
耶稣基督是怎么样
？What did Christ do？
他怎么样
？What did he do？
他笑，是不是
？Did he laugh？
他怎么样
？What did he do？
他也哭了。
Cried also wept。
为什么耶稣哭
？Why did he cry？
为什么耶稣哭？
Why did he cry?
你们有没有听过有人死了之后呢？很多那个家人在哭啊。
Have you heard anybody in the family, somebody dead, or the family members will cry?
我不知道这里对病的习惯怎么样啊。
I do not know this custom here.
我们的中国人呢，在大陆啊。
The Chinese generation.
我们的那个 older generation.
Those older generation.
他们有人死了。
And somebody is dead.
常常是这样哭的。
No, you cry this way.
哎，你是死得真正凄惨哦！我看出来。哎，你是怎么样哦？在哭。
So they cry this way.
就感觉那个死的人呢，死得很凄凉。
So the fear that it was something so cruel, so sad.
那么，请问耶稣基督是不是这样说？
I thought you described frantically.
他看见大家都死了。
When he saw Lazarus cry.
哎，拉萨路啊！
哦 ，Lazarus.
你死的真凄惨啊！
哦 ，How what a pity for you to die in this way.
是不是这样哭
？Is it like this?
是不是
？Is it?
不是。
No.
他知道拉萨路等一下要复活，对吧？
Because Christ knew that the Lazarus is going to be resurrected.
所以耶稣的哭啊。
So the cry of Christ, 一定不是因为拉萨路死得很凄惨。It's not because Lazarus died in a physical way.
那么耶稣的哭是为什么呢？
What was his cry about?
是为什么？
Why?
是表现他的爱心呢。
It shows his love and being compassionate.
所以耶稣，圣经说耶稣哭了。
So the Bible says Christ wept.
犹太人就说了。
The Jews were saying.
你看他爱这个人何等的恳切。
So you can see his love for this man is so sincere.
何等的恳切。
How sincere was
he? 耶稣基督竟然哭起来了。
Christ really wept.
他哭表示的是同情心。
It shows the compassionate of Christ.
啊，亲爱的
弟兄姐妹，
现在耶稣基督感觉到好多人不悔改。
Christ knows that many of us are not repenting.
好多人还在他的恩典之外。
Many of us are still outside the door of grace.
耶稣基督感觉到难过。
Christ is so sad.
前天晚上我们看见了这个，继续关心讲经，我们看见非洲的图画。
You have seen the slides of the Africa.
Ah, you can see the people
of Africa. Just because your sin how beautiful are the people in that
house.
He showed his compassion. He dedicated himself to be a missionary to Africa. He brings the feelings to our needs. He talks to us. You eat so well.
Live
so well. Why don't you remember the poor people in Africa? Why are you not concerning for the soul? Ask you, how many of you use your feelings to give response to this kind of message? Young people in the house of these kids, you cry. Is that right? When you were a kid, when I was a kid, I was like that. When I woke up, I cried about it. My mother gave me a piece of biscuit. I saw it's only one piece, so I cried again. She gave me two. I stopped crying. Just one piece of biscuit, you cry. Two pieces, you don't cry. Are we just crying for all these? You can express for all your feelings for your boy or girl, friends. You can pour all your feelings for your business. Just because for your clothing, you can pour all your feelings. Just because of your feelings, you can, just because of something so close, you can pour the feelings. I would like to ask that anybody can pour the feelings just for the preacher of God or for the Lord. Can any one of you also mourn at the time of mourning occasion? Did you ever cry in front of your spiritual mother? Just last Sunday. I was preaching in the United Evangelical Church, the Philippines. The Sermon on the Mount. One of them. What is
it?
You should cry for those who are in sad, blessed is he. Because they will be comforted.
Are they in the
How come those who are in the morning?
Why?
Because you will show your compassion. Because your heart is not hardened. When the Holy Spirit is up, then we give response. You are so good. Your heart is still living. You are still a blessed man. So, your own mother. You're so concerned. He also comforts. When you are sad, he comes to comfort you. Our heart. Is this so hardened? Just like stones. That is the saddest thing. If our heart is so soft, it can still be moved. It can still cry. It shows your heart is still not hardened. Right. Can I ask you? Have you ever been moved? I always ask my brothers and sisters in Christ the church this way. When they ask to be baptized, I ask them many questions. Maybe I have to ask them for 3 hours. Just for each person to be baptized, they will be asked for 3 hours. One of these questions is, 离最三个月，这两个月来 ，within this 2 months，
有没有受过感动
？Have you ever been moved？
我跟他说没有。
If he said no，
妈妈就糟糕。
Then something is wrong。
因为就是我讲到不行。
So maybe there's something wrong with my preaching。
所以可能东东没有感动。
So you have never been moved。
那我就应该要改变我自己了。
So maybe I have to correct myself。
我得买个人有感动，但是你没有感动。
Maybe the whole audience is being moved, but you are not, not.
那就不是我的问题了。
So that's not my question.
是你生命的问题了。
There's something wrong in your spiritual life.
为什么人家有感受，你没有感受？你告诉我。
Why everyone's being moved, but you are not, is not.
对不对？
Is that right?
那有些人就说。
Some will say like this.
哎呦。
Yes.
我记得3年前我受过一次感动。
I remember I was moved 3 years ago.
那么3年以来都没有受过感动啊。
And for these 3 years, you have never been moved.
这3年以来怎么样
？What happened to you for these 3 years?
这3年以来，那个心就慢慢硬化了。
Within these 3 years, your heart becomes hardening slowly.
这是多么凄惨的事
情。This is something so pitiful.
一个硬化的心啊。
A hardened heart.
是最糟糕的。
That is the worst thing in the world.
最后我讲一个见证啊。
I'd like to share this money for my clothing.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我是在黑社会里面。
I was in the dark society.
我很会打，很会抢的。
I can really fight. I can really grab.
后来我信了耶稣了。
After accepting Christ.
完全悔改过来了。
I was really completely changed.
那一天我就在我的店的门口做生意。
So one day I was reading Bible in front of the store.
我在看的时候呢。
Behind me,
有一个黑社会的领袖经过。
The leader of the black society passed by.
他经过我们的那个店的门口啊。
He passed by the door of our store.
他就看见我做圣经。
He saw me reading Bible.
他也认识我，因为我从前也是黑社会的人呢。
He knows me because I was a member of the society.
他就说你是基督徒啊。
Are you a Christian? 是是。Yes.
我已经没有感谢耶稣了。
I already accepted Christ.
那怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
他说，我都是。
I'm also.
你都是。
I was so surprised you are a Christian.
你是黑社会的大领袖。
You are the great leader of the black society.
你都是基督徒。
You are also a Christian.
我就问他了。
I asked him.
你既然是基督徒，为什么现在做黑社会的领袖呢？
If you are a Christian, why are you still the leader of the black society?
怎么你搞到这样子啊？
Why did you slide until this stage?
你快一点回来了。
You better repent.
来呀，不要再搞回来。
They do not advise me to repent.
我这个没有
再有
机会得救。
I have no hope to be saved.
我说不是。
I said no.
圣经告诉我们啊。
The Bible says,
你若认你的罪。
If you confess your own sin.
上帝是信实的。
Christ is faithful.
是公义的。
He is a righteous God.
他必须要赦免你的罪。
He is going to forgive your sins.
洗干净你一切的罪。
To cleanse all your sins.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible says.
你跟他讲要回答。
What did he say?
吓死我了。
You just scared me to death.
他说你是不是讲约翰一书第一章啊？约翰一书第一章啊？
你在 talking about Christ, yeah?
哎，我都跟你说，你不要
跟
我讲
圣经。I'm very well versed in the Bible. Let's talk with me about Bible.
你不知道，知不知道我是谁啊？
You know who I am?
我是你黑社会的大哥哥。
You are the big brother of the black society.
他说你不认识我。
You just don't know me.
我是某某教会的灵修部的副长任。
You know I'm the chairman of the spiritual mother of the church.
他讲这个叫我很大呢。
The church he mentioned is a big church.
他说他是那个教会的联会啊，他们的教会啊，在香港有好几十间了。那个联会里面的领袖部的部长。
He is the chairman of the churches, which has different, they have a union of the different churches.
我一听哇，我就吓一跳。
When I heard this, I was so shocked.
哇，灵修部长会长到灵修会的大哥。
Just the spiritual leader become the leader of the
church. 哇，灵修部长会长到灵修会的大哥。
Just the three young leaders to become the leader of the black disciples. I said, you better repent now. There's no more hope. I know I'm in darkness. I'm going to the Satan. I know I'm far away from God. I know I have no future. I know I'm in my sleep. I know everything. But I was never being moved. My heart is already hardened. And I heard this. I was so sad. I prayed for him for 7 years. I was just hoping that the Spirit of God would speak to me. He said, I cannot do anything. My heart is already hardened. Brothers and sisters, Christ
said,
we sound the dirty. Why did you not mourn? Why did you pour on your feet? Why did you give us answers? I hope you understand my sermon. Shall we pray?
The disciples went after the home, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying.
And she went to bend over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, the street in the real way, and it was Jesus. "Woman," she said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary," she said, "you are to be crying around my rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not call unto me, for I haven't yet returned to the Father. Go and say to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." He told them that he has seen everything.